Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, I let them girl. But first I wanna know what her name is. Girl, what's up? I met you in the club. Next thing I know, you was naked in my tub. Your panties over there, your bra over there. I swear to God, I tell that pussy get up over here. Like I am Scorpion, no Mortal Kombat. But I swear to God, she get that dick and come back. Call me Mr. Comeback, come back Shawn Michaels. Swear to God, I hope the little woman got Geico. We busting out of windows, now we in the car. I say, bitch, where you going? She say, I forgot my bra. I tell her, goddamn, bitch, here come your man. All I wanna know, girl, what your name is. I see them other niggas, they be on that lame shit. And I can take care of you and them girls you came with. But first you gotta tell me what your fucking name is. What your name is, girl, what your name is. What your name is, what your fucking name is. What your name is, tell me what your name is. And I am so cooler than them dudes you came with, And I heard more bitches, more problems. Well, I'm in school, so I figure I can solve them. Say she hungry for that dick, say that girl starving. So I feed her, keep her ass full till tomorrow. Go to my new girl, let that girl borrow my dick, now my girlfriend at home, a lot of sorrow. Me up on her mind, I say I'm on my grind. I'm in the studio, girl, can you give me time? Just let me do this shit. Let me chop it up and let me screw this shit. Let me do this shit. Chop, chop, chop it, chop, chop and let me screw you. And all I wanna know, girl, what your name is. I see them other niggas, they be on that lame shit. And I can take care of you and them girls you came with. But first you gotta tell me what your fucking name is. What your name is, girl, what your name is. What your name is, what your fucking name is. What your name is, tell me what your name is. And I am so cooler than them dudes you came with. I bet your name's Tia, I bet your name is. I bet your name is to let me ride your dick. And you can ride this dick to the night, girl. I can turn the night into your life, girl. I bet your name is it, your nigga can't stand me. I bet your name is, watch me come out my panties. And I'ma watch you.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Miss K Rides, and your boy, Soda Black. You're tuned in to Channel Real Talk. Good. You're tuned in to Channel Real Talk and Next to Blow Radio. If you can't say it here, you can't say it anywhere. We've got hot topics tonight. Tonight's topic is, are rap lyrics influential to urban violence, or is urban violence what makes rap lyrics? Callers, stay tuned in. We want to hear from you. So if you're requesting your music, just hold tight. We want to hear your views on this question, too. But first, Soda Black, you here?
Yeah, I'm most definitely here, man. I'm over here chilling, you know, got my feet kicked up, you know, ready for this show. We next to blow.
That's what's up. All right, Soda's about to set this show off with a couple of tracks. What you got for us tonight?
Man, I got a couple of industry, couple of indie, you know, artists, man, a couple of artists from, man, Texas, Philly, just all over, man, you know. Shout out to everybody who submitted their music, you know, on time or late, you know. So, man, it's going to go down tonight.
That's what's up. Go ahead.
It's what it is.
We in the space.
Ash, can I talk?
We got.
We got money in our pocket, right. And whatever you're tipping on is red bottom, hippin' around this bitch. What the fuck you tripping on? The boom, boom. They in this bitch, you better check your tone. And they gon' put you back in place if you do some wrong. We in this bitch.
We in this bitch. Yeah, we in this bitch. Yeah.
We got a section full of girls and they bad at speaking in English. They posted up to the
yo,
life
bro.
And I mean
yo.
It.
We in this bitch. We in this hoe. I got the 40 on me now. I'm watching Plexico.
Yeah.
Shot the gangster Gibbs. He the next to blow.
Blow.
You should see my gangster grill. Look like this shit from Blow.
Yeah.
Snow your car. Transformers in a transformer. You ever cook the whole thing on the George Foreman?
Yeah.
What about a 9 on the gas grill? 450 for the tip. Pay my gas bill. So many horses in the Rari. Park it in a barn.
Woo.
Took the ice up out my cup and put it in my charm. And this bad bitch with me from another planet. Stay on the satellite phone, man, I can't stand it. Hey, baby girl, I ain't found up. Been talking with your mouth full, use the grown up. What the fuck? Who the hell? Flashback in this bitch, thought I seen a scale.
We got money in our pocket,
right.
And whatever you're sipping on. This red bottom, hippin' around this bitch, where the fuck you tripping on? Just on it down. They in this bitch, you better check your tone. And they gon' put you back in place if you do some wrong. We in this bitch.
We
got a section full of girls and they bad at speaking in English.
Let's
toast it up to the life, and I mean it.
You know how we have the shit, gangsta gutter glamorous. Don't want Atlanta shit, over all the amateurs. I'm walking up in here, I'm also dog, we fucking cautional. Disrespect is tolerated, that's the shit you ought to know. Niggas say they ball, yeah, but I'm ballin' harder though. Cold at the nose on the Appalachian Eskimo. It's finna go down, ho. Pop it, ball the drown, ho. Paid nigga with us, ain't no bro niggas around. So excuse me, who is he? I don't do the usually, but I'm too fresh to fight. Somebody go and get security. I'm buying it, getting that check and flying jet. Vacheron, Constantine, puff like where you find it. American at the nature, boy. A lot of nigga hate you, boy. Pocket full of money, got more paper than a paper boy. With whole jacket, whole two of the trend inside the future. Jesus, Chris, and drama, just ain't let go get it poppin'.
We got money in our pocket,
right.
And whatever you're sippin' on. This red bottom, livin' around this bitch, where the fuck you trippin' on? Just on it down. They in this bitch, you better check your tone. And they gon' put you back in place if you do some wrong. We in this bitch.
We in this bitch. Yeah, we in this bitch.
We got a section full of girls and they better speaking in English.
Let's
toast it up to the life, and I mean
Luda,
it.
I'm popping plenty bottles like I got plenty bricks. Call me Mr. Market. I'm in this bitch. Super drank, super smoke, and some super hoes. Sip looking like we won the fucking Super Bowl. Thirsty chick trying to give it, I don't want it. You been in more laps than the Indy 500. Conjures what we drinking. Faded till the world end. Never see me planking unless I'm on your girlfriend.
Ludacris, I've been a staple in this southern game. Got the best line, so I guess I'm slanging southern game. My money's louder.
You rappers need to hush more. My president's rock. My accounts are Mount Rushmore. On the island and my phone is hitting dead spots. Altoid can of blue pills, that's my Xbox. You can hate, you can diss, you can make a wish. But 8 albums and Luda's still in this bitch.
True.
Mike will miss.
A wise man once said, every street nigga ain't a rapper. And every rapper ain't a street nigga.
Sometimes I had them thoughts like I'm too real for this shit.
Yeah.
Labels keep calling, I need 2 mil for this shit.
Yeah.
Took a mixtape. Turned into a mansion, then I took my last pack and it turned into a gymnastic. The crazy thing about it, I been new, I had it. Out being patient, y'all being stagnant. The crazy thing about it, I been getting money, I been getting pussy. Shades call stay on it. The crazy thing about it, I don't need nobody. I don't need no cosign, no talking about all I got. The crazy thing trapping off my Android. Trying not to go bad for it, cause I'm so high, talking, I'm so fly. I don't know if I should land for it. A big fit the codeine, my side effect is a red gold. My body pussy, you paying for it. Put your head through the headboard, I said, but I don't get no credit for it. Pull up in that short bus, tell them this is a bad tour. A-Town, we got one. West Side, we got one.
Yeah. You're live on Next to Blow Radio Channel, Real Talk. I'm saying me and the host, Ms. K. Rise. Ms. K. Rise, you there?
Yeah, but I'm right here with you.
And why don't you go and tell her, man, what we got going on for the day and how we're going to get this cracking.
All right. We got tonight's interviews on point. We got Minneapolis's big brother of rap, Murder SB, from Midwest Meltdown Productions, or as y'all know him as MMDP. And then we got Webby's personal DJ from Savage Life Super Unit, Trill Entertainment, DJ Club Banger out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Man, it's most definitely finna go down, man. We got Louisiana and Minneapolis in the goddamn building, you know what I'm saying, at the same damn time.
That's what's up. You ready to get Channel Real Talk cracking?
Man, I'm ready, man. You know what I'm saying, what's this next track we going to spin?
All right, we about to spin one of my artists from All Good Music. His name is Travlatic, Travlatic Hitta, and we're going to be playing Mind on My Money.
Shout out to Travlatic, man. All Good Music. Pow.
Hustling all the time, 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 I got my mind. mind on my money. Money on my mind, got big faces on me. Cause I'm hustling all the time.
Hustling all the time.
Let's go. It's the new age shadow kick like Johnny Cage. I'm on a different page, twisting up like microbrain. Flowing like a metal spoon in the microwave. It's pure smoke, can't you tell that it's purple haze? I got the keys and I'm locking up this region. Up north, snowy weather, bundles up is freezing. Better keep in tune like an iPod. Cause one mistake could get you punched out like Time Card. I got a new perspective on the way these cowards act. They mad cause they stuck like Chuck. And I'm like, holla back. Get my cake up. Taking trips overseas. Mingle with the different cultures. And taking different trees. I'm working overtime. 60 hours plus. I'm a diamond in the rough. Air one, snow scuff. Yeah, you cats is foolish. I've been getting cake and proof. Now I'm on the next panel, all good music.
I got my mind on my money.
Money,
money on my mind.
Mind.
Big faces on me.
On
me. I'm hustling all the time. 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 I got my mind on my money. Money on my mind. Got big faces on me. Cause I'm hustling all the time.
Yeah.
Hustling all the time.
Yeah, that was Traveler Mind on my money, money on my mind. I know all y'all can relate to that, all y'all hustlers and everybody you know out here. You ain't got to be a hustler to relate to money because we all needed to survive, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Traveler, shout out to the All Good Music team, you know what I'm saying? Everybody who put that together, you know. Miss K Rise, you still rocking?
Yep, I'm right here with you. That right there.
That's what it is.
That was produced by my cousin, Marcus Good from All Good Music, and Paul Bolin, who's from IPR. So if y'all know what IPR is, it's our local, college for music out here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So shout out to IPR as well. So we about
most
to do this
shout
thing,
out to them.
I got to ask you before we tune into these callers, okay?
What's up?
What do you think is going on with our communities, with the violence in our communities? Do you think that, you know, as an artist, you've been in the game for a little bit of time here. Do you think that, urban violence is due to rap lyrics? Do you think it has anything to do with it? Do you think that, you know, if we change our ways as rap artists or, you know, lyricists that, you know, we may be able to take out violence in our communities?
I feel, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, some of the things that we say, you know, a lot of people, you know, take serious. Like, you know, we spit about, you know, stuff that, you know, might, you know, just like, you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is like, well, not necessarily hip-hop, but like rapping is, you know what I'm saying, basically, you know what I'm saying, getting down to the down and dirty, basically, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we talk about. We talk about gruesome stuff. We talk about, you know, shit that you're not proud of, but, you know what I'm saying, you've actually been through, or, you know, some people just talk about what they imagine. But I mean, yeah, I think it got a way of, you know what I'm saying, leading people the wrong way, you know. And I think, you know, drugs also mixed with that, you know what I'm saying, drugs and mixed with this loud music, yeah, that's gonna create some problems out here in these streets.
Well, this, you know, this has been a lifelong discussion throughout the history of rap, trap music, and hip hop in general. And, you know, this came about back in the, you know, in the gangster rap days of N.W.A., which was the first, quote-unquote, gangster rap group. But they were actually performers. They weren't gangster in real life. So also the graphic violence of NWA sold, and the media, and you know, the media companies were quick to pick it up because it was making, you know, they were making bread off of it. Do you consider that like a part of the game? Like, at what point, you know, do you, is that considered selling out, or what do you think about that?
I mean, like, basically, I mean, it's like, you know, people, you know what I'm saying, make their money, you know what I'm saying, however that they make their money, and they don't really think about the what they're doing to make it. So, I mean, like, it's not necessarily, I mean, it's selling out to a certain degree, but at the same time, it's like, you know, all this bad that's being put in the community, I mean, I will hope that they're trying to do good in their community, you know, because it's like, you know, two sides of the story, you know what I'm saying, like, they might influence 1,000 bad people to do something wrong, but, you know what I'm saying, they might change 500 lives, you know, by, you know what I'm saying, going down to the neighborhood, talking to the kids, and, you know, so shout out to the rappers who actually do get involved with the community and whatnot, you know, and just don't take this shit as you know, for granted, you know, because, you know, some people look up to artists, people look up to all type of people, you know, that's, you know what I'm saying, on our level type, you know, so we got to be good role models, basically.
Right, and we do actually have somebody coming on that we're going to be interviewing, Murder SB from MMDP, who is trying to give back to the community and take violence out, just starting up his Young Justice out here in Minneapolis, Minnesota with King Zinc. So we'll be getting into that a little bit later when he tunes in. But, yeah, you know, a lot of rappers and a lot of artists in the industry that I have worked with, you know, they throw around the word sellout a lot, and, you know, they throw around the fact that, you know, they're not asking, quote-unquote, to be role models. But, I mean, you know, just like with athletes or just like with actors and stuff like that, when you choose to be in the limelight and you choose to live a certain lifestyle, you do choose to be a role model, correct? I mean, are you going into this knowing that, you know, you're going to be influencing, you know, our up-and-coming act, you know, our up-and-coming artists?
Right, it's all a package deal, you know. It's just like messing with a woman with kids, you know. Like, you know, you're gonna have to take care of those kids if you want to be with this woman, you know. So, like, you know what I'm saying, even if you're ready to be a father or not, you know, if you take on that responsibility, if you buy that package, you know what I'm saying, it's a package deal. The same thing with just rap, you know what I'm saying. If you put yourself in that light, you know, somebody's gonna want to be like you. You know what I'm saying, whether you like it or not, you know what I'm saying? So that's why you need to make sure that you always, you know what I'm saying, presenting in the best way possible, basically.
That's what's up. You know, to say it that way, you know, to kind of compare the two, you know, as a woman, I'm like, what the hell? But, you know, to be honest with you, you know, it's true. It's a package deal. You know that you're, you know, essentially going to be living your life for other people as well, so there's more people to think about than just yourself.
That's what it is, man. Hey, all y'all callers, man, you know what I'm saying, if you wanna comment on this topic, go and press that one, man. I see we got 612 in the building. We wanna see what they think, you know what I'm saying. Do you think that this hip hop nowadays is, you know, putting an effect on these streets out here? We got 612-245 in the building. What's good?
What it do, duh, stupid.
Hey,
Doug Stupid. We got Pyro, you know what I'm saying? What's good with you, my dude, you know what I'm saying? If y'all know who Pyro Doug Stupid is, man, it's one of the, you know what I'm saying, hottest motherfucking Minnesota fat boys you niggas ever going to see on the mic, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, what do you think, man?
I just tuned in. What's the question?
All right, the question is...
Yeah.
Does rap lyrics influence urban violence, or is urban violence is what make rap what it is? So, like, do you think your lyrics affect our youth? Are they affecting our inner cities? Are they affecting our urban communities?
You can't even blame it on today's music, though. That started in, like, 87, 88 with N.W.A., you know what I'm saying? Coming straight out of Compton and fuck the police when gangster rap got invented. That's where it all comes to today. You know what I'm saying? Like, today's music, I said, influence. They dancing now with the music today. You know what I'm saying? You got Gucci in them. They talking about selling dope. So they kind of influenced that. But as far as gang banging and shooting people and all that, nah. I don't blame that on the music. I blame that on hard times in our community that we living in. It's a big-ass melting pot, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a little bit of everything. It's a little bit of mamas and daddies not being there taking care of their kids. It's a little bit of big brothers being locked up, not being there to show their little brothers and little sisters the way. It's a little bit of just not staying in school, dropping out because of the ways of the community. It's a little bit of not having shit to do in our communities. I'm speaking on the north side of Minneapolis, preferably, you know what I'm saying, the north side of Minneapolis. And shit, it ain't nothing to do out here but shit, sell dope and gangbang. Like, it ain't like they got youth centers like when I was growing up back in the early 90s and mid-90s. We had
I got a question, Pyro. Do you think, you know what I'm saying, like you said, how like Gucci, you know what I'm saying, rap about dope and they, you know, do this and that, even though realistically, you know, that they really don't even do that right now because they're millionaires, you know, they're not selling right. dope and stuff. But, you know what I'm saying, do you think by them saying that is making, you know, the younger youth actually turn to dope selling and thinking it's cool, or like do you think that they were just going to do it anyway, you know?
I think it's like I ain't saying because they listen to the music, that's what they want to do. But when they look out their windows, that's what they see. And when they hear the music, you know what I'm saying? And then when they hear it with the music, they're like, damn, that's all we really do got. You know what I mean?
Right.
I grew up in the house. My mom played Christian music. I didn't grow up and be no saint. You know what I'm saying?
So right.
I can't say it's about the music. It's the environment we in. You know what I'm saying? It's the communities we live in. That's what I say. The music ad, because, you know, that's the thing that's what niggas in tune with. But shit, it's a lot more than just the music, bro. It's the hood we growing up in, the community we growing up in. What up, Joe?
So Pyro. So what you're up? Saying though, even though you grew up in, you know, in a religious household, or, you know, your mom tried to aim you in the right direction, and you kind of went this way with your music. So you're saying that was actually influenced from when you left the house, but not actually how you physically grew up.
I ain't even saying like my music. When I rap, man, I speak from my experiences, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in a household. My mom was a single parent. She was a Seventh-day Adventist. We went to church every Saturday. Every Wednesday was Bible study. You know what I'm saying? But once I got of age, 13, 14, where I could spread my wings and get out here and venture and see what I could do on my own, and that's when I got to getting in trouble. And then that's when the trickle-down effect got to going, got rebellious. Got, oh, I'm a boy, Mom. You can't stop me from doing what I'm going to do. And that's where, you know, shit, the ball got to snowballing and got bigger and got bigger, you know?
That's what's up. Well, you know, Tupac always represented the thug life or the power of the street knowledge to the urban youth, expressing, you know,
frustration
and, you know, and anger and, I mean, just outrageous violence in his lyrics in order to be promoted by the major record labels. Like, a lot of artists, they don't really live that life, like Black was saying, but you coming from the north side of Minneapolis,
hey,
you live that.
Hey, Miss K. Rice, I want to try something new real quick. I want to add in another caller, and I want to see, you know, if we get a different perspective on this. But I'm Pyro. I'm gonna keep you on the line, man. So we got 602-732 in the building. You know what I'm saying? Is you there? 602-732. You there?
Yo, what's happening? This is how I said it's me, King VIC. What it be like?
Hey, player. Hey, we both definitely appreciate you for calling in, player, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, today, you know what I'm saying, we talking about, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying, Miss K-Rod's gone, let them know what we talking about, man.
All right, we're talking about, you know, the influence that rap lyrics have on the urban violence or the urban community. So, I mean, what is your perspective on that? Do you think that what, you know, what is being rapped about is glorifying to the youth what they should be doing?
It is, but at the same time, it's the parents' responsibility to raise the kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can hear it. It ain't no difference than what they see on TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, music ain't no difference than what you're going to see every day. If Jerry Springer ain't no bad influence, you can't tell me my music is.
Right.
You know what
I'm saying? That most definitely makes sense, man. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you know what I'm saying? It all boils down to, you know what I'm saying? Do you think music influenced you know, kids to, like, you know, sell drugs and go out there and want to be in a gang? Or do you think that that was the decision they were going to make regardless, you know?
I mean, I honestly, like I said, I think it's the decision that they're not, I ain't going to say it don't help somehow. It don't make it seem like it's a little cooler. But at the same
right.
time, you know what I'm saying, if your parents telling you this ain't what's up, I'm going to beat your ass if that's what you do, like my parents did, you know what I'm saying, it's a totally different story. Now, I rap about a little somebody. You don't hear me rapping about shooting and banging. You don't hear me rapping about kicking it and smoking a lot of weed because that's what I do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Milwaukee. I'm in Phoenix right now, though. But, you know, I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Got Phoenix
zone
in the building.
What we call it. Yeah,
you said the kill zone, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? You coming from the kill zone, man, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you made it out, and you know what I'm saying? You made someone of yourself. So, basically, you're living proof that you're not a product of your environment, right?
Exactly. It's all about how you raise your kids, man. People got to be parents. If music raises your child or TV raises your child, you can't complain about what they do.
Right.
So, I mean, like for me, I grew up with NWA. I mean, I'm 33 years old, not to age myself, but so I grew up in the heart of hip hop when everything was first coming out, when, you know, the glorification of being a gangster was what was in. And, I mean, I think I turned out all right.
Exactly. I'm 31. You 2 years older than me. I'm 31. We grew up in the same era. But you know what? You also grew up with parents, though, to let you know, like, yeah, you try to, what's the old boy, Robert Harris said, every little step you take going to be around this room tonight, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're going to learn today, huh?
You know what I mean? So,
Hey, we most definitely appreciate you for calling in, man. I'm saying, and I'm saying, dropping that wisdom on us, man. So,
man.
I'm saying, shout out to you from the Phoenix. Shout out to Milwaukee, man, wherever you from, bro. I'm saying, I hope you tune in, you know, every Monday. This channel, Real Talk, man.
You been know it.
Yeah. Miss K Rise, what you want to do with this?
Hey, it's about that time, hon. Do we have our first interview? Is murder in the building?
Murder SB is in the motherfucking building. I would have announced him, but I would have been too
loud. Why don't we go ahead and spin that MMDP track right now, and then we'll get to Murder SB from MMDP Midwest Meltdown Productions.
Man, before I even spin this track by my dude, man, why don't you go ahead and tell him, you know what I'm saying, where, you know what I'm saying, Murder from and how he hold it down from this city, man.
Man, I don't know what to say about this man right here. He is the big brother. He is the epitome of rap right here in the Twin Cities. He is a super producer. He's a beat maker. He's an entrepreneur. He's out there in the street letting these kids know what, you know, life is really about, trying to get them up off the streets. Him and King Zinc, along with some other promoters out there, Lady Aaron, Miss Lady Delight, and Hard to Top Promotions. So, he's out there. You can find him everywhere, quite literally. So, y'all can hit him up on Facebook at Murder, MURDAMMDP, and that's MMDP Global.
All right, we ain't going to hit him with too much because we gonna need something to access to real quick. So, just what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? We got Murder in the fucking building right after this song, man. But, you know what I'm saying? This is MMDP's artist right here. This shit go in, man. MMDP stands for Midwest Meltdown Productions, man.
It's you are MMDP, baby. They smile in your face. Hey, backstab, I got this 40 on my waist. Hey, backstab, get the fuck up out of my face. Hey, backstabber, there's something I gotta say. Ooh, backstabber, you backstabbing, I'm reloading. You backstabbing, I'm reloading. You backstabbing, I'm reloading.
Reloading, reloading.
You backstabbing, I'm reloading. You backstabbing, I'm reloading. You backstabbing, I'm reloading. Uh-huh.
Reloading, reloading.
They smile in your face, watch your back, they just might kill you. These niggas out here plotting, looking really unfamiliar. It's the only nigga eating, I'm back, taking my throne. They back me to a corner, squeezing my chrome. They snitching, they robbing, they setting up the homies. They snakes, they phonies, trying to plant the 40 on me. Weak individuals claiming to be the best. This rap shit is a struggle, your alibi is a mess. Let me send these clowns a
I be respected in the studio, the streets. My music has been accepted. Playing with loaded weapons, keep pushing me, I'm a blast. These niggas is hella homo, they sweet.
Look at they ass tongue.
They smile in your face. Hey, backstab, I got this 40 on my waist. Hey, backstab, get the fuck up out of my face. Hey, backstabber, there's something I gotta say. Ooh, backstabber, you backstabbing, I'm reloading. You backstabbing, I'm reloading. You backstabbing, I'm reloading.
Reloading, reloading.
You backstabbing, I'm reloading. You backstabbing, I'm reloading. You backstabbing, I'm reloading.
Uh-huh.
Reloading, reloading.
I'm right back at it,
yeah.
I'm right back at it,
yeah.
Cleaning out my closet,
what?
Getting rid of rappers.
Okay.
Can't trust a nigga.
Nah.
New motto was fuck these niggas.
Fuck.
I'm getting money with and without all these
tough niggas.
Fuck the tough talk.
What?
That's a sign of stress.
Yeah.
Homie, my money's heavy.
It is.
I label yours depressed. Slick talk about the boy.
Okay.
Then give me handshakes.
Fat.
But you're so bad at call you Nikki cause your ass fake.
Let me send these clowns a message. Forever I'll be respected in the studio, the streets. My music has been accepted. Playing with loaded weapons, keep pushing me, I'm a blast. These niggas is hella homo, they sweet.
Look at they ass tongue.
They smile in your face. Hey, backstabber,
I got this 40 on my waist.
Hey, backstabber,
get the fuck up out of my face.
Hey, backstabber,
there's something I gotta say.
Ooh, backstabber,
you backstabbing, I'm reloading. You backstabbing, I'm reloading. You backstabbing, I'm reloading.
Reloading, reloading.
You backstabbing, I'm reloading. You backstabbing, I'm reloading. You backstabbing, I'm reloading.
Reloading, reloading.
Yeah, yeah. It's you all. This is a song for my real niggas, street niggas, 9 to 5 niggas. My real niggas, it don't matter who you are. I'm reloading. It's underrated shit. This ain't no industry neither. It's made by my producer, Pablo. You need beats, holla at us. We got them for the low. It's you up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. MMDP in the motherfucking building, man. Shout out to each and every artist that was on that goddamn track and held it down, man. It's K-Rides, you rocking?
Yep, I'm here. What's up, everybody? This is Miss K-Rides, and you're tuning in with Miss K-Rides and Soda Black into channel Real Talk on Next to Blue Radio. So if you didn't know, now you know. If you can't say it here, you can't say it anywhere. You're about to hear an interview with, we're about to introduce Murder SB from MMDP out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. You hear, Murder?
What's Yo, poppin'? Murder, Murder.
Yo, what's poppin' with you? It's Murder SB.
Hey, what's up, Murder? Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, and just to clear something up, the last call y'all just had is my also my other artist, King B.I.Z., my cousin from the Mill Town. You know where it is. That's where I'm from. That's born and raised.
Okay, okay.
Oh, okay. That's
Milltown in the building. Oh, dude, I just got the phone. Just say he was from Milltown. So you motherfuckers is migrating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Migrating. That's just how this is. Like Pyro said, this is the melting pot. I swear by everything. So, Murder, let's talk about something.
All right.
You got a lot going on within the MMDP. I know you guys just went through a little bit of change. Tell us about that. Tell us about what's going on over at MMDP.
Basically, I'm just weeding out the people. So, like, if I do have success, I don't want nobody just riding it for free. So, if you ain't put in, you get put out. Basically, what it is.
That's what that is.
If you ain't bringing nothing to the table, you don't eat, right?
Yeah.
Well,
nope.
That and, you know, Murder's always been about, you know, no negativity. Don't bring it to me. Keep that elsewhere. So,
did you just say negative?
Negativity.
I thought you just said negative. You know what I'm saying? Negativity. You just made up a fucking word. I'm about to use that, though. I don't want no negativity around this motherfucker. All you black folks better be cool. No negativity around this bitch. But it goes down, man.
Oh, man.
As you were saying, Miss K Rise, if I ain't knock you off your square.
No, you're good. It's all right.
I knocked you
up. With you, I never know what's about to come out your mouth, but that's why it's channel Real Talk. So,
man,
But Murder, what where are you from? Well, obviously you just said you're from Milwaukee, but you stay out here in the north side of Minneapolis. Is that true?
All right, so let me put this way. I'm from Milltown, 26, Lisbon and Vine. That's my block. My niggas over there, shout out to all of them. Shout out to my nigga King B.I.Z. just got a phone. He, relocated out to Phoenix. Yeah, I live north side of Minneapolis, but I represent the whole Midwest.
That's what's up. I don't know if you were tuned in, but did you hear in the topic that we're talking about tonight about rap lyrics influencing the urban violence, or is urban violence what makes the rap lyrics what they are?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And what do you think about that?
I don't believe that it's all blamed on music. I mean, it's some stuff that does, because they, you know, these little kids, they look up to rappers. And they look as role models, and all these people, all they want to talk about is selling bricks or snitch nigga and all this. All first of all, the rap game is crap right now, anyways. But but yeah, it's like it is like certain to a certain extent, you know. But if these parents would be in their lives and you know, sit down with them and talk to them, show them the rights and wrongs and all that. It wouldn't be like that. Like, when we was growing up, we couldn't even answer the door if my mom went there. If we answered the door and she popped up there, we was going to get the shit beat out of us. Like, that shit don't happen no more. Like, you can't even discipline your kids no more. That's another thing. The law don't let you discipline your kids, so they just feel like you can't really do shit to them.
So you can't knock their ass in the middle of next week no more. You got to knock them into tomorrow, huh?
Man, you can't knock them at all. Your ass going. You gonna be locked up until next week.
Man, you can't even knock them into the mall, nigga. Shit. The fuck?
Hell no. Nah.
All you parents, retire that parent, because that shit, no more smacking, no more none of that shit.
Man, I'm sorry. I still do it. I still beat my kids ass. They just gonna have to lock me up because my kids ain't finna be out here just running around acting all stupid and all this bullshit. These niggas out here, shoot. It ain't the older folks. It's the younger cats out here popping motherfuckers. But also, another thing is, when we was out on the block, we had older homies that tell us, like, we was getting mad, like, we finna go and pop these niggas. These niggas like, hell no. Nah. Y'all ain't finna go shoot nobody. Y'all finna fight it out. Or if we was skipping school with the older homies, like, man, get your ass in school. They probably slap the shit out of us. But we ain't got that no more. Like everything is just dead.
Well, what is it that, I mean, that we're missing in our urban and inner city communities? Like, you're saying,
we're missing big brothers, big sisters.
All right. So, there's been a little bit of buzz going around on, you know, Facebook and, you know, some more stuff about, you know, what's been going on right over there in North Minneapolis and kind of this project that you and King Zinc are starting. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it was really started because I seen a little boy that got killed in his house, and I got tired of hearing little kids getting killed. So we just all put our egos aside and said we're gonna come together for this cause. And I want other local artists to get involved because we are a voice. If we get on stage and talk about this and that and shooting and beat up people, how much money you got, you can go out there and talk to these little kids and tell them that there's other alternative routes to being out here in the streets. I believe that these kids are just bored. Ain't really no outlets to go to.
Right.
We just had a caller, you know what I'm saying? He said something about that, like it ain't nothing to do. You know, every time you look out the window, you know what I'm saying, this is what you see. So,
yeah.
Like, as a parent, how do you protect, you know, your child from that? Because, you know, it's only so much ass whooping you going to do, you know what I'm saying? It's only so much watching that, you know what I'm saying, that you can do, you know, like, they got to go to school, you know, at school, you know, it's shit to go down. It's probably more shit that go down in school than it do, you know, on some of these, you know, streets. So it's like, okay, how do you control that?
But the biggest part of that is you get to them young. You
right.
put that and you drill that into their brain when they old enough to walk around, and you give them discipline from then. Like, if you keep giving them discipline, they'll grow up. Like, they're going to see, you know, all the bullshit that's going on, but they're going to remember about some of the stuff that you're telling. Well, yeah, they're going to test the water sometimes. I did when I was younger. But as you get older, you start seeing stuff. Like, it ain't like I got into a gang when I was maybe, 12, 13. I thought it was cool. But just thinking about it, it's not cool. It was some dumbass shit. Like, there ain't nothing.
Right.
Like, back in the days, the gang was about unity. But as I got older, it wasn't about that. It was about a lot of bullshit. So,
right.
I mean, you got to get out there and, you know, test it. And, but, like, if you put it into their head when he was younger, then they'll start remembering that.
Right. Miss K. Rice.
So, with this...
What up?
I don't know what just happened to her. She probably got cut off. Anyway, Murder SB, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's some, you know what I'm saying, trill shit right there, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's like... Damn, hold on. I don't know what's wrong with my phone. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's only so much you can do, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, up to the child, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you know, to like, make that decision and to, you know what I'm saying, know... I'm saying what they want to do, because, like, man, it's like some of these kids join it for protection. You know what I'm saying? Some of these kids join it just to be cool. Some of them join it just, you know, get girls and shit, you know. But, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you got to, you know what I'm saying, teach your kid at a young age, like, you know, that's not what it's about. You know what I'm saying? So, but,
before we get into anything else, can I give a shout out a little real
quick? Yeah. Most definitely.
I want to give a shout out to my old team, my MMDP nigga, Tone, AVG, my nigga Big Zoe, my nigga Rum, nigga Sean, nigga Rain. I just want to give out, because I love my team, King B.I.Z. And I do this, I stop myself from rapping and do anything to put my team in front. So we will win, basically, period.
Right. Man. That's what it is. I'm saying, Miss K-Rise, I see you back in the building, man. I'm saying, this shit is live. I told you, shit happens around here.
My bad, y'all.
This shit most definitely happens around here. But, you know what I'm saying, Murder, hey, man, you know what I'm saying, how did you get, you know what I'm saying, so good at what you do, you know, on the music as in being a producer, you know, because that shit is, you know, pretty hard. So, like, you know, did you have someone teach you? Did you learn on your own, you know?
Basically, no one taught me. I paid my money to go to the big studios, and I sat behind the engineers. And then when I finally got my own stuff, I just kept practicing.
Man, he said, practice make perfect, huh?
Yep.
That's what it is,
I used to just sit there and watch them, like, whatever they moves was, I was watching exactly what they was doing because I can remember everything.
So, like, how long ago was that, you know, like, when you first started USA?
When I first started, man, I started back when I was, like, in, like, maybe 7th, 8th grade.
Okay.
So, like, 72, 73? No, I'm kidding.
That's OG. He'll remember the year. Hey, don't say black folks don't remember the year. We just say a time frame. Like, it was in the summertime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all I know is it was a while ago. I'm 29 right now, about to be 30, so it's been a while.
I you know what I'm saying? Nigga 29 back when he was in 7th grade. Y'all do the goddamn math. You know what I'm saying? So, from you doing that now, then to doing it now, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Would you feel, you know, that like, you know, mastered your craft, you know? Like, do you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you're at the best you can be?
Nah, it's always room for improvement. Like, I'm always taking on tasks. I'm always trying to figure out, like, I took up, like, probably like 4 years ago, I took up Photoshop. I didn't know what the hell I was doing, but I sat down, watched tutorials, and I get pretty good at it. Just starting to do, like, trying to do videos this year. So give me a little bit of time, I'll be good at it. Like, there's always room for improvement with everything.
Right, right. I'm most definitely feel that, you know. I'm on the photography, but I'm on the, you know what I'm saying, editing pictures, you know, because I'm trying to, you know, expand my skill set also, because, you know, they say don't rely on one thing. So, hey, I'm just trying to take that advice and, you know, rise above everyone else, you know. But, man, we finna get into a couple of these callers, man. You know what I'm saying? We got 952-686 in the building. 952-686, what's good?
Nigga.
What's poppin'? This is that nigga Tone, MMDP. Shout out to my nigga Murder.
That's what's up. MMDP in the building, man. Why don't you go and tell the people where you calling from?
I'm calling from Southside, Minneapolis.
Southside,
my fucking
building.
That track you played, the backstabber, that's my shit. You know,
that's
put
your
it down.
Shit.
Shout out
okay.
to my nigga Rello too. I know this is a nigga. That's my nigga. This is that nigga track today. So, shout out to my nigga Rello.
Man, I'm saying, shout out to you, man. I'm saying for calling in. You know, what I'm saying just taking time out your schedule. You know, what I'm saying showing
hey,
love,
hey,
man.
Hey, so, hey, Black.
Yeah.
We keep my nigga on the line. This one of my right hand man right here too.
Yeah. We can most definitely do whatever, man. We most definitely do whatever. So, fuck it. You know what I'm saying, this what we gonna do, man. You said what happened?
I said we gonna chime him in on this. This ain't no murder. Like if anybody know murder, is I don't just promote myself. I promote my team. So if MMDP in the building, we all on the phone.
Man, that's what's up. But Miss K Raj, you want to ask him about today's topic? You know what I'm saying? Get his input on that.
All right. I don't know if you was listening in, but, you know, we're talking about rap lyrics and the influence that it has on the, you know, the urban violence or, you know, urban violence that influences rap lyrics. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I think it starts with the parents. I mean, I got a 4-year-old son, and, you know, I said I had a mom that smacked fire to my ass if I ever did some shit like that. So, I mean, I never got into no gangs and shit. You know, I was in the street hustling, but I knew my boundaries. I think it just starts with the parents, you know.
That's what's up, man. I'm saying everybody feel the same, you know. So, parents, man, get on your job. You know what I'm saying. Hey, Miss K Rise, what you want to do next?
Why don't we go ahead and spin another MMDP track, and we'll hear what else they have to say.
All right, that's what it is, man. We got Welcome to My MMDP in the building.
MDP Radio.
Welcome to my hood, it's that North Side Murder Out. Home of the hatin' niggas and bitches that like to cow. Pocket stays fat, man, I got so much clientele. Just pay my lawyer off, I will spend a day in jail. About to blaze another L, I will pass and never fail. Fake niggas don't keep it real, I'm knee deep in a battlefield. So I'm riding solo, like Jason Derulo. If you ever try to test,
hey,
I promise I'ma let it go.
Welcome to my motherfucking hood, bitch. 2-6, Milltown, we ain't ballin' MJZ, but my niggas are laid down. This is Vine Brown, boy, that's my hood, that's my set. Disrespect the block and you be a bloody bitch. Tampax, blunt blowing crisp smoke, come and get a contact. Ho ass niggas, my gon' go for the kill, bitch, and threat. You niggas will never get the message to my man. Disrespectful, I landed a motherfuckin' savage.
Welcome to my hood. Talk shit like you lost your mind. Bitch, I stabbed your ass like I lost my 9. But I'm riding in my Chrysler 9 on my right side. I put the pistol up to your left ear, I shoot you out of your right mind. Hood niggas, so I'm steady screaming, I'll fuck the one time. My clicker be at your ass just like that chat line. Flat line, cause we shoot for the ribs. Nigga, this is that prime time. Fuck what you heard, nigga, I'm reppin' the south side.
Welcome to my hood,
yeah.
South side, we killin' shit,
yeah.
Murder call, it's murder one. I'm gunning niggas for bigger chips. It's double limb, underrated. We organized, fuck niggas hating. I'm vicious, boy, malicious, boy. Popping off, I demonstrate. Carrying the burner, like Ike to Tina Turner. Slap a rapper for a shine.
If he try to run commercial, grinding all night, play the median, I'm murkin'. 212 and beyond, we exposing niggas.
Welcome to my hood, where niggas got them loud packs and loud pockets. And niggas selling cracks to make that large profit. And niggas keep that strap that look like a large rocket. And when they let it crap, that's just one more coffin. Treat the block just like the kitchen. Got a nigga whipping dishes, baking cookies in the oven. Finger licking so delicious. North side, know the business. That's where I go get it. I'm on Broadway all day, bitches.
Yeah. That was MMDP, you know what I'm saying? A nigga murder in the motherfucking building, man. Me and my co-host, Miss K-Rod. K-Rod, you still rocking?
Yeah, but I'm right here with you.
Man, I'm saying that was Welcome to My Hood, man. How did y'all put that together, Murder? Yo, Murder, Murder as beat.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. I was going to say, we done lost Murder. Oh, shit. No, but I'm saying, how did y'all, put that song together, man? I'm saying, what was on your mind, man? I'm saying, take me back to that day, man.
Man, pretty much trying to work on this mixtape, MMDP mixtape, and we always say, who are you and where you from? So we trying to put together a track for our hoods and let everybody know where we're from.
Murder, who were the artists that were on that track?
First artist was KBG, second artist was me, third artist I believe that was Rain, fourth was Tone, and the last one is the person that's no longer with us is JP Black.
All right, that's what it is, man. But you know, with that being said, those are the kind of the lyrics that we're discussing tonight in our topic. So. If we got any callers out there, please press 1 if you want to chop it up with MMDP, Murder SB, and hit this topic for us. So, you got any callers?
For sure, we got 323 in the building, 216. I'm saying, you there? 323-216. What's up?
Hey, y'all, what's good? Really next to Blow Radio. What's happening? It's your West Coast Connect, your boy Hocus Pocus, DJ No Good. What's going on with y'all, though? I'm enjoying the show. Good topic, good discussion going on. Salute to what y'all got going on, for real.
Hey, yeah, no saying.
This is another Next to Blow radio host at Hocus Pocus. So what do you think, Hocus Pocus? Like, do you think that, the influential lyrics, do they influence her?
Oh, you cut off. Y'all there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear that. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. What do you think about tonight's topic? I mean, do you think that rap lyrics influence urban violence and vice versa?
Well, I think they both go hand in hand. What most of everybody was saying, it all goes down to parenting, so that's going to be my weigh in on this matter as well, but I do want to point out to some of the rappers, especially using the same type of lyrical content, if it's just downgrading the community or, not trying to uplift people, I don't think that's a good look. When it started with as far as gangster rap out here in L.A., because I'm calling out of L.A., what it was just like social commentary. They were putting out what wasn't being shown on the news, like all the violence that was going on in our communities. So what gangster rap was showing was the just letting people know what really was going on, even though CNN and Channel 13, Channel 11 wasn't, headlining these topics on the news. Now that everywhere you go, that's all you see is violence. It's like, when are we going to start talking about things to uplift the community? We don't have to keep on discussing, selling drugs and gang violence all the time. I mean, if it's part of your lifestyle and that's something that you're going to get off of your chest, you're going to do it anyway. But I don't think that it has to be done on every single track, on every album that you put out. You know what I mean?
Right. So basically, it started out then informational and it became influential, basically, is what you're saying, right?
Definitely. Like I said, it was informational. It was letting people know what was going on. But now that we know this is going on, why do we want it to continue? Why? What are we going to do to change it? You know what I mean? What are we going to do? When are we going to start uplifting the community and giving them things to look forward to that's not threatening or not so violent, you know, not always just depicting a bad image, because it's a lot of good things going on in the hood as well, and nobody discussed that. I don't hear rap songs about Student of the Month. You know what I mean? I don't hear rap records about things that are going on good in high schools and in junior high school, you know?
Right, right.
That's real talk right there, because, you know, we are all a pillar of our community, regardless if you're an artist, an MC, a promoter, you know, anything like that. We need to start, you know, inside of our communities and work our way out, you know, with the positive messages to our community. So I appreciate you calling Hocus Pocus. I appreciate the love and the support out of L.A. Thank you.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Shouts out to what y'all got going on. Shout out to you, Miss K, because you've been blowing up everybody's timeline and shit. So, stuff, respect to you, Soda Black, also. You know what I'm saying? We next to blow. Make sure y'all check me out every Wednesday right here, same channel, same time. And follow me on Twitter at HPocus2. That's HPOKUS, the number 2. Salute.
That's what's up, bro.
Remember, love and respect for the community. That's what's up. So, Murder, you still here?
Murder SB.
What up? What's up?
Okay. Is there anything else that that you have going on? Any kind of project or anything before we move on to DJ Club Banger from Savage Life Super Unit?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Another one I got going on is my Hustle Up family. Consists of more artists and labels put together, you know, like with MOE, Money Over Everything, and a nigga Big Mo, Showboy. So we put them all together. We got that movement going together with us and a couple of models. So we pretty much going to be a big, strong promo team. We also have the Rise Lounge 4 nights a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. So it's going to be all parties. No performance. It might be a performance here and there, but mainly parties, because, you know, everybody, you don't want to go see a live performance with local artists all the time. So we're just going to get out there, party, drink up. Like I said before, the Young Justice, you're going to hear about that a lot this summer, winter. We're going to be looking right now to put together a big event. So we're going to get out here and talk to these kids and tell them it's another option. We're trying to raise money so we can get us some kind of recreational center so we can teach them how to, you know, fill out resumes and, you know, go fill out for jobs and teach them music, teach them how to record, how to make beats, perform, show them how to, how to do, theater and set up events for them and all that. And pretty much, MMDP, we are working on Tone, Hard Work and Dedication album. And it's just a lot of stuff I got going on.
That's what's up. Anybody who's listening out there to Blog Talk Radio and Next Blow, if you want to donate your time, money, energy to MMDP's cause, please hit up MMDP Global or myself, Ms. K. Rides. Both on Twitter and on Facebook, you can hit us up. You can also send in an email to channelrealtalk@gmail.com and let us know, and we will pass it on to Murder SB.
So.
Man, Murder, shout out to you, man. Shout out to the whole MMDP, man. You know, and like, shout out for everything you stand for, because right now it's looking like the right shit, man. You know, somebody got to change, man, for everybody else to change. And, you know what I'm saying, you might be that dude, you know, to, like, you know, spark the idea in other people's minds, you know what I'm saying, to get this shit together, man, because, you know what I'm saying, we can't wait till it's too late to try to get together, because, you know what I'm saying, man, it's crazy out here.
So shout out to my dude, King Zink, and Rob G, the Beast. Man, they helped me put it together. We've just been going hard for these last 2 weeks. We've been on already on Fox 9 News with our Young Justice movement. So everything looking up and up for us.
So thank you for calling in. Thank you for doing everything that you do. I'm assuming I'll see you at the Rast Lounge. That's located in St. Paul, correct?
Yep, 2516 7th Street West.
All right. And what is the age limit on that?
21 plus.
All right. Y'all heard it. MMDP at the Rast Lounge located in St. Paul is a 21 plus party.
All right. Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in.
Shout out to Murr. All
right. All right. Let's see. We got Webby's personal DJ from Savage Life, Super Unit. Excuse me, Trill ENT, DJ Club Banger, calling in from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on the line. But why don't we go ahead and spin one of Webby's new tracks with, I believe Webby is with Jody Savage on this track. You got it?
You said Webby with Jody Savage?
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and look for that up in these goddamn call log things, man. But, you know what I'm saying, shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's calling in, you know what I'm saying, everybody that's, you know what I'm saying, listening, you know, and pressing that one, man. If y'all want to, you know, talk to me and my co-host, Ms. K. Rice, go ahead and press that one, you know what I'm saying, and go and talk about this topic we got today, because, you know, if you can't say it here, you can't say it nowhere. I mean, nowhere. I said nowhere. This is Channel Real Talk, though, said. So we got. Fuck it, you know what I'm saying? We got 763-219 in the building. 763-219, what's good?
Yo, I'm on air?
Yeah, what's good with you, bro?
Yo, what's popular, Travis? You can hear the snow running up the street, and you already know the deal. And man, stand up. Y'all look too, man. Nice to hear y'all on this radio talk, you know what I'm saying? Giving the real shit out to us people, you know what I mean?
Man, we most definitely appreciate you for listening, man. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
wait, hold on a second. Did I just hear what's popular? Did I just hear
popular.
That? this is Travely. Y'all heard his music playing earlier from All Good Music. Hey, let me ask you a question, bro. You heard the topic that I'm speaking on tonight?
No, you gotta re-inform me on what's
going
on.
All right, the topic tonight is, are rap lyrics influencing urban violence, or is urban violence what makes rap lyrics? What do you think?
I would have to say it'd be both, you know what I mean? I mean, first and foremost, I mean, we get what we talk about from the streets, you know what I'm saying? And so basically, I mean, a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, aren't, I guess, knowledgeable enough to know the difference between both, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, you live and you learn your lessons, I think, and if you learn, some of us are fortunate enough to learn that, okay, this ain't the right, you know, the road I'm trying to go down, and, you know, sparking a family or whatever it is that makes them, you know, think about that, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just like, you know, it's a mixture of both, you know? I mean, that's what I would say. That's my opinion, you know?
Well, that's what's up. I know, you know, your influences in your music have changed, you know, listening to you over, you know, a little bit of period of time, and, you know, you've come up from a few struggles yourself. So just real quick, where can the listeners find you at?
Yeah, y'all could check me out on, you know, reverbnation.com/ TRAVLA music, or you can go on SoundCloud, just type in Traveler, or you know what's best, you know, you just go Google Traveler Music. I got like 10 pages or something.
That's what
nigga said, Google me.
That's what's up. All good music in the house. Thank you for calling in, Traveler. You have a good one.
I appreciate y'all too. A shout out to Kara. You already know the deal.
That's what's up. You're welcome. So have
ATM,
a good one.
Mr. Popular by the man. Snowy weather bundle up is freezing. I'm out here.
Using my government name down on the radio for those of you who didn't know. Now you know. So were you able to find that track? All right, we're going to go
find
ahead
anything.
We're going to go ahead and send that track from Webby and and Jody Savage from Savage Life Entertainment Super Unit.
All right, first we're going to get into this drop, then we're going to get into that track. Let's go.
Whoa, what's the business? It's the boy DJ Club, like Savage Life Entertainment, superunit.com, and Trill Fan. And you're kicking in with my two homies, Miss K Riders and Soda Black on Channel Real Talk on Next to Blow Radio. Y'all make sure y'all tune in every Monday at 8 to 10. Stay in tune every Monday.
If no one possesses the champion sound.
DJ Killer. DJ Killer.
I want you with your face down. I need you with your ass up. Girl, do it like you're trying to fuck. Let a nigga know what's up. Go ahead and twerk them. She a bad motherfucker. Right up out of college. She got that good head and I ain't talking about no knowledge. She keep her ass higher than a fucking plane pilot. She a rocket if you got it. Twerk that ass right out the socket. Her mama named the Porsche, but her stage name Lexi. She 504 bouncing, but I think she come from Texas. That ass grade A, but every nigga wanna test it. Cause her booty cheeks fighting in this bitch. Domestic, and I'm gone off the hen. And I'm smoking on the grove. And the beat still knocking, started keep your head low. Ain't trying to see no titties. Wanna see that pussy though, so pull that D-string to the side and let me see that ocean flow. I need a lap dance, let's find a private place. You got that candle for you started, let me stick that in your cake. That ass looking good, I want it in the worst way. A nigga trying to fuck you good, like it's a birthday. I need you with your ass up. Girl, do it like you're trying to fuck. Let a nigga know what's up. Go ahead and twerk them.
Building with my co-host Miss K Rise, you know what I'm saying? We finna go ahead and get into this interview, man. Savage Life, Trill ENT, Club Banger is in the motherfucking building. DJ Club Banger at that, you know what I'm saying? What's good, my nigga?
Y'all think it's crazy, man. What's that?
man, it goes down, man. It's Channel Real Talk, homie.
Man, I just wanna thank Miss K, you, my brother, for inviting me on this business, man. Yeah, man, y'all crazy, though. Yeah, man, playing that KKK. Y'all can't get over that.
hell no. She on the other side of the couch, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I said, we good.
Y'all crazy, man.
Yeah.
I had to make sure I get on here this time.
You said, why, man?
I had to make sure I get on here next time. This time, because last time, this interview, man, my phone was, man, just not working. I'm in this area, man, Staten Rouge, man. I don't know what's up with AT&T. They don't like fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? On some real stuff. So I'm like,
man, I don't think they like fucking with the country, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to move your ass downtown.
That's what it is. I told him make sure he goes outside and
makes that call.
Oh, well, that's why I'm outside right now.
You out there in the dirty, man. Why you don't tell the people where you at, man? Where you from, man? What I'm saying? How you doing?
Man, first and foremost, name DJ Club Banger. Y'all already know I represent Savage Life Trill Fam. The whole movement, rest in peace to my nigga Lil Fat. Man, Free Boosie, he coming home. But, man, I'm really out here in Baton Rouge, man. What they call out here, it's kind of like the ghetto part. It's called Zion City. But it's quiet as a bitch out here. But don't let it, you know what I'm saying? Don't let the shit fool you. Feel me? Because it's stuff out here. But it's cool out here. I mean, it's a bunch of country folks out here, and they talk real different out here. So you probably have to ask, you have to say what you say again a couple of times, because they talk real fast and with that country slang. You feel me? Shit crazy.
Yeah.
It's shit crazy. Yeah, I'm out here. I'm blessed, man. I'm just doing this for Minnesota, man. I'm trying to show Minnesota, you know what I mean, as a DJ. I mean, you know, being an unknown DJ from being working down there for 3 years down in there, to come up and move to Baton Rouge and now be a part of a major label, you can do that. You know what I'm saying? And you don't need nobody tell you that you can't. You know, follow your dreams.
Right.
That's how I feel like with everybody. That's my job. I feel like I gotta help the world, baby. I gotta help Minnesota especially. I gotta help. Okay,
man,
I don't
want
to fuck people down, man.
Man, we most definitely appreciate everything you doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Because if it weren't for niggas like you, man, and niggas like us, wouldn't have no hope, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know what I'm saying, niggas like y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all, you know what I'm saying, teach it to where, you know, it's like, you know what I'm saying, y'all still look out for us, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, y'all going to come back, you know what I'm saying, y'all for the people, you know what I'm saying, except, you know, just getting on and just, you know what I'm saying, never, you know what I'm saying, acting like you never knew somebody, you know what I'm saying, it's like, you know what I'm saying, they're the people, you know what I'm saying, we don't want to be like.
Man, fuck them pussy-ass niggas just like that. Real. I feel like a day on that, I need a child. You feel me?
Who on speakerphone? God damn it, that nigga acts on the shit.
Who is that, man? Somebody got a bad phone. What's that, Kim? Stop, girl.
Man, that's Miss Carl over there making a lot of goddamn noise, man. But we gonna mute her till she get her shit together, man. You know what I'm saying? Back to you, my nigga. Where you grew up at? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? How was your childhood, player?
Man, be honest with you, man. I grew up from Dallas, Texas. I was born there and then made my way to Minnesota as a child. Growing up kind of like in a hard, kind of like a bad era, because as a child, my father was into the drug era and he was kind of like abusing, you know, towards my mom, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was a hard thing to deal with. From living to shelter, I remember my time in Bacoma to North Minneapolis, where I had the shelters, and it was super crazy, man. I wasn't used to being in no cold weather sitting up there in 5 feet. No, I'm a top cat, man. So I'm like, man, this is what it is. But I got used to it as I lived there. But being out here in the South, man, I can't. I'm over my head like, bro, I don't think I'm going to come back. Nah, I'm fucking with you. I'm going to come back to this.
Right. I feel you. I feel you, my nigga. But shit, hey, yeah. We finna go and get to a couple of these callers, man. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers want to holler at DJ Club Banger. Go and press that one. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't bite. Niggas ain't about that shit. We out here talking real talk because the channel real talk.
Ask me any question, man. Ask me any question. I swear I'm going to ask that bitch.
You hear that shit? Anything, motherfucker. We keep it real. You know what I'm saying? We got 910-750 on the line. 910-750. What's good? 910-750. You there?
Oh.
I don't know what they on, man. They probably somewhere
with something. We got 612-423 in the building. What's good? 612-423.
Yeah,
everybody.
I don't know what the
fuck. I don't know what the fuck niggas is up. Man, it goes down in this motherfucker, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers is pressing that one, lighting it up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they doing it on accident or what the fuck they doing it for, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, how long you been doing your DJ thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? How long you been like, doing your shit?
Man, I'm going to tell you something real talk, man. It's just to be doing this young and be doing this for the catch up, shit catch up on me. I'm not even 30 yet, feel me? And I've been doing it for 3 years, but this is going to be my fourth year coming on November 18th because I started DJing when I was on my birthday. I just started, you know, from the field, you know what I mean? After that, progress.
Yeah.
Doing shows, man. And shout out to my brother, Poodle Boy. Shout out to Fraser Pride Records. Niggas put me on some shows, man. Shout out to Lady Williams, too. Him. Yeah, man.
Right.
People, man, hooked me up for shows, man. And when I blew up, man, then, you know, Savage Life seen me, man. And, you know, my first time meeting Webby, you know, he wasn't on some business type because he's not a business guy. His brother is. So I met
right.
his brother, you know what I mean? So, man, he'll hit it up from there, man. And I ain't going to tell you, I just got off the road 2 days ago with Webby in Alabama. So we... He wanted me back on with him, but I said, I ain't packed for enough to go. So
right.
I ain't packed for the whole time. So I just said, man, I catch him. I'm going to catch him back next month, run
yeah.
some more shows. But, man,
that's
I feel
up,
like
man.
It's a blessing in disguise, man. Like, I want to really want to help the world with it, like, especially my people in Minnesota. Like, I told my homeboys before I left, I was working at Target at the time. I ain't going to lie. You know, I had a job. I had
right,
a
right.
spot. Before I started, I was DJing and had another side. So
right.
when I told my homies, I said, man, when I do make it and the money start coming, bro, I'm going to help. I promise. And I stopped saying I'm on. That's for anybody. You know what I'm saying? I got people that I'm the type of nigga, you can give me, man, I want my number to go to the world. I want people to call me. Just like my CEO gives out his number, he gives out his number freely. And I do that too. I want people to feel like they can call me and don't feel like, oh, he's a DJ. He ain't private, man. I'm open to everybody. Feel
right.
All my number up. Talk
man,
to me.
If you
ain't got to be in all some business, cause it could be just on what's up, DJ. I just want to say what's happening. I'm saying,
right.
man, I'm fucking with you, man. That's
right.
all I
right.
am.
Shit. If these motherfuckers ain't know, man, you know what I'm saying? Niggas like you, you know what I'm saying? What I mean, niggas like you, like DJs, man. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Give it. A fucking opportunities for these rappers to even hit the stage, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it wasn't for y'all, man, it wouldn't be no live shows and none of that shit. So, y'all more important than you know what I'm saying, the artist to me, you know what I'm saying? Because it starts from the ground up, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all the foundation of the whole fucking thing, man. So, shout out to all DJs everywhere, man, because, you know, this motherfucking live performance shit is nice, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't see what I can do without it, man. You know, I fucks with it.
Man, and I want to say everybody, man, look, if you listening, we hiring my click, SukiUnit.com, Savage Life, we hiring everybody. We taking everybody. Everybody want to be a part of it. It ain't just something that you can just be like, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's for certain
right.
people, hiring for everybody that want to dream. And it ain't got to be just, you know what I mean, music. If you got talent just to, you know, dance, we want you. You feel me?
Right.
I'm talking right. about the twerk teams. I'm talking about... Man, lawyers, I'm talking about doctors, man. I'm talking about people that fix the damn cars out there that are making that money. The ground up.
Right.
Fuck with me.
Man, everybody.
Hey, man,
man,
I'm going to tell you the number y'all can hit up, man. Y'all hit up 225-288-5080. 225-288-5080. That is the CEO's number. You first text the person, last name, the city and state, throw them first before you call them. Then call them, man. If not, call my number, 225-574-572, I'm sorry, 9467. Hit my line.
Man, you motherfuckers here, man. You motherfuckers here. This nigga's giving out the plug information. Miss K-Rise, this nigga's exclusive, man. What's good?
Man, I'm sorry about that. You know, that's what's up. He's, you know, Super Unit and And then they've always been on top of the game as far as, you know, promotions are concerned and, you know, getting on with the community. So I got a couple of questions for you, you know, that I, you know.
What's that?
You know. So, I was recently reading a review about Savage Life ENT and Trilly ENT by a DJ Compleo on rapreviews.com. Okay, he was quoted by saying that Trill ENT is the latest of Southern labels to get courted by the majors and in the process have made it nothing but a cookie-cutter label. Okay, so, you know, he goes on stating that Webby is young and ignorant and, what did he say, and is as generic as the grill Webby Sports on the cover. The difference is his front teeth are gold, which his CD will never see. And that Webby's only saving grace is the fact that he's young, so he has room to grow. So since you've joined Savage Life in 2009, how have you seen, you know, the growth and the change in both Webby and, you know, the entertainment company as a whole?
Man, I'm going to tell you something. I've been following Webby since then, you know what I'm saying? And to actually get to know him, and I've been in this man's mansion, in his house, chill with him, man, everything. He is not the way everybody seems that he is. He is a real dude. He ain't gonna open up to everybody because he gonna say what he got on his mind. Just like I'ma say what's going on in my mind, just like anybody else. You feel me? He gonna say what he gonna say. But at the end of the day, he's cool. He's changed and he's grown. And the gold and shit, he even took. I'm telling you, when y'all see him at concert, he got a white. He all white now. He's the white teeth. He got the white teeth. He's not grilling no more like he used to. He still got the plague and he's doing what he's doing. And he can't wait till his brother come home so we can start making moves, man. But he's growing a lot. Savage Life Entertainment itself, we're growing every day. Every day is a process. You know what I mean? We're taking one step at a time. As a company, we getting our team together. You know what I'm saying? That's why I am saying that we are hired because there is not enough team to grow. You feel me? So that's what I say. If you do want to be a part of this big thing, I'm not saying, you know what I mean, you'll get signed. I'm saying you'll be able to work with, be able to be a part and work with the actual label. You know what I'm saying? And get a check, man, and get paid. You know what I mean? There's 100 different ways of doing it. You just got to hit us up and we'll show you the way. You feel me? That's another way. I'm saying that we grow, we do help the community a whole lot. Especially Webby, especially Boosie, all of us, we do what we do. We cut our part to do what we got to do to make sure our people eat for damn sure. So,
all I got to say on that, nigga, is whoever wrote that article, they can suck a dick the long way. You know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, I done seen this nigga. I got DVDs. I done seen this nigga, man. This nigga does his thing, and he most definitely gives a fuck about, you know, what people think about him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so everybody just want to, you know what I'm saying, just put the bad out there. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's what sells. But just like you said, man, these dudes do a lot for the community. These dudes, you know what I'm saying, like, out here trying to make this world a better place, man. But, you know, all they going to put out is the bad. So, you know what I'm saying, fuck them, tell them suck a dick the long way. That's what that be like.
And another note, I want to say this on another note, you feel me? If you go to Webby concerts, you'll hear him saying in interviews, he's going to mention his two girls. He got two twins. I met both of them. They're very beautiful girls. He's going to mention them because what he's saying in so many ways is that I got children just like everybody else, and I have to be on my grown man stuff too. You feel me?
Right.
So,
I mean, I feel like this too. We went to a little festival weeks past, and some pussy ass niggas gonna record when Webb got up and said what he had to say, and then take it and say it, and then make it seem like it was funny. I say fuck them niggas because real niggas do real things. But if you have to, for what I'm trying to say is Webby speaks on what out of his heart. And a lot of times, if you listen and understand what he's saying, you know, if you're a Webby fan, if you've been following Webby ever since, you know what I mean? He jumped on, man, since Give Me That Pussy, you know, he even follows in that. You feel me? then you understand what he's saying when it's on. It's on YouTube. Y'all can check that shit out. Man, count on that shit. Time to pull some niggas and take that shit there. Man, I said that shit because, man, them niggas is just trying to fake fun of my niggas. But at the same time, it's good and a bad with it because good exposure comes with that bad exposure. You feel me? So that's
right.
Cool. That's cool that we get that got him on now. You feel me? That's cool. But, man, shit, if you understand what Wary was saying, shit, you be like, we're recognized real, bro. I'm telling. We're recognized real, and we're in this bitch. That's all I got to say.
And Super Union and Savage Life are definitely in it. For all you haters out there that feel the need to look up and see what Webby's doing, you can hit him up on Twitter at official Webby, WEBBIE. And for all you followers, go ahead and hit him up. Also, you can go ahead and follow DJ Club Banger, just like it sounds, DJCLUBBANGA on Twitter.
Hey, yo,
Club Banger, man. How you get that name, brother? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, fuck you ass, bro. I was somebody asked me that. You know, I get that
a lot of times,
man. You know what's so funny? Bro, but I was, before I became a DJ, I was a producer. I'm an all-around musician, man. I actually play drums. I grew up in the church era, so music is all I know. You feel me? But
right.
In the process of doing that, I was making beats, and I was always bringing up club bangers. So my name became DJ Club Banger with an E-R. You feel me?
Right.
It became Dr. Club Banger. You feel me? Then I said, man, that sounds too proper, man. I say, man, I don't like that shit. So I took that E-R for that and put the G in that bitch and made it sound even like a little more gangster. Make it sound a little cool.
Right.
So then from there, I picked up the DJ, and I told y'all on November 18th, which is my birthday, man, it became DJ Club back ever since, bro. And I've been running that shit. You feel me?
Man.
It was a name that was just man, I feel like, shit, I make club bangers, and I do. I make beats and shit. I'm going to get back doing that shit. I'm going to get back into making beats, but the DJing is where it's at with me. And shit, I do the radio shit, too, until I got what y'all do, man. Y'all also can hear me on that Rob G Radio tonight. I'm on that bitch from 9 to 12.
Right,
I'm on that bitch. But, yeah, man, I appreciate y'all putting me out here like that, man. This shit. I just want to hope an impact to another person that's listening on this bit and really understand not the cursing part, but the part that I'm trying to explain to you is that, listen, man, I came from where you at, Minnesota, from the bottom, and, man, I'm out the top. Really, really, and really, I ain't real where I want to be at, and when I really be at, I want to help, see? And that's where I'm at, where as far as getting everybody together, feel me? My CEO, man, his name is, you can find him on Facebook too. His name is Eric Unit Johnson. If you can't add him, add his wife Lois. Feel me?
He's add his wife on
the line. He's putting the whole unit out.
Man.
He's putting numbers
man.
Out. So
man.
If y'all didn't
I'm
catch
I'm
that, that's Eric, what is that? Eric Super Unit Johnson, right?
Yep, Derek Super Unit Johnson.
Is it Derek or
him,
Eric?
Derek, D with a D, Derek.
D with a D.
Stop,
boy.
If you can't add him, add Lois Lane Super Unit Johnson. That's his wife. And no, you keep the
just
contact.
Google,
for her.
You know, just go on to Facebook and hit up Super Unit, SUPAUNIT, and add them all.
Right.
How about that?
There's a lot of us on that there.
Hey, we about to spin. You got that other track ready, Black?
Which one?
It's the other Webby. What's the name of that track?
It's called Richer Now.
You said Richer Now?
Yeah, it's Webby featuring Jody Sass. If you know, it's all good, man. I'll send it to y'all, man. No problem.
No, we got it.
We should have it.
Hey, why don't you take a caller? Why don't you take a caller real quick while we listen to that, or while you look for that?
While I listen to that, right? Hey, man, we got 651-2000 in the fucking building, man. 651-200.
What am? So the Black, what's good, Nick?
What's good with you, bro? You know what I'm saying? Tell him where you calling from, man. You know what I'm saying? We got Club Banger from Savage Life on the line, man. What you got to say to my dude?
Yeah, I've been hearing putting niggas on, man. That's what's up. Real nigga shit, man. This Ninos from out of Paul, man. Miss St. Paul,
oh,
man.
Shit. Oh, definitely, man. That track. Are you requesting it?
I was just trying to tell my dude that's on there fucking with Savage Life that I done wrote down all them numbers and all them names. That's what's
man.
On everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's good. On everything.
Oh, yeah,
that's what
man.
Niggas
Here
need.
Go, man. Hey, man, especially that number 225-572-9467 is my personal number, man. I talk about hitting me up, bro. I mean, I'm helping people like a motherfucker, bro. I'm telling
you. Yeah, I got that joint. I got that joint.
Hey, Nino.
Yeah,
what's up? I want to ask you a question real quick, though. You know, because you've been in this game, again, for a minute, and I love to hear your voice on the radio. So we were talking earlier, a little bit earlier, when we were talking to Murder about how rap music influences, you know, the urban youth. And, you know, whether or not the lyrics, you know, give influence to how, you know, these kids been acting out in the streets. What do you think about that?
Hell yeah. Niggas ain't got no daddies in the streets. We listen to music. We listen to rap niggas. That's how everybody grow up. And not even just niggas in the hood. Everybody now growing up like that. And it's fucked up because now we only got certain motherfuckers that speak real on the record. Everybody else want to do some shit that ain't going to teach a nigga in the streets nothing but get niggas fucked up, you know? So when you hear real niggas like doing what my guy from Savage Life doing right here, everybody gotta do shit like that. These lame niggas ain't doing shit like that. We steady out here with dope and guns, dying and shit daily. While these niggas getting rich, we paying these niggas too, and they walking around on the stage in skinny jeans and shit. We don't do that shit.
Now the South boy.
Hey, we buying that shit though. You know it's our fault because we buy that shit though. But, you know, the niggas gonna change that shit. I know when I get in, I'm gonna change that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm trying to go with my music.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Just remember who kept putting you on. No, I'm kidding.
I know. That's why I love this station right here. Next to Blow, that's why I love this shit, man. Y'all reach all the niggas out here on the. Man, that's what's up, man. I love this shit. Because I don't bump into motherfuckers like y'all. You know what I'm saying?
What's the name of your track that you're requesting?
I wasn't even requesting. Let's put your hands up, though.
You ain't requesting. You don't want to get spun?
Yeah, you can go ahead and spin
no,
it. I didn't call
good.
For that,
you heard
though.
That, Black? He ain't on for that, so, you
nah,
know.
Nah,
go
ahead and spin that, though. Go ahead and spin that, though. But on the real, I ain't call for that. I just called the big old hands on there. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm requesting it down, though.
I got that shit on the request, boy. Well, hey, man, I'm saying shout out to you, man. I'm saying I ain't even going to lie, homie. Every time I get on this radio station, motherfuckers be calling like, man, I said, play that, put your hands up, play that, put your hands up. Hey, yo, DJ Club Banger, if you got this, I mean, like, man, you need to get this song and play that shit where you at. And, like, you know what I'm saying, maybe motherfuckers will be calling, you know what I'm saying, the radio station up there, too, because, man, these motherfuckers call all the time about
yeah,
that
motherfucker
right here,
banging,
you know?
Man. And that song really just wasn't even shit, man, you know, but motherfuckers like that shit. I don't even know why.
Man.
That shit hot, though, man. Put them up in the hands, though.
He said, I don't even know why.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Thanks for the
that's the hottest song. You know, don't nobody like that other shit. You know what I'm saying? When you talk about real shit, they don't like that shit. But get in the club and put your hands up, and it's all good. Make a million. But, yeah,
man.
That's it. That's what's up.
All right, man. We must definitely appreciate you for calling in, man.
Right, that's what's up, man. Y'all keep doing y'all.
All right, bro.
You want to take a couple more calls, or what do you want to do?
Yeah.
Let's get some of these calls, man.
Hey, yo, Club Banger, that motherfucker was asleep earlier. I want that, bro.
Wake their ass up, bro. What's going on?
Wake their ass. Man, it's what it is, man. We've got 601-616 in the building. What's up? 601-616.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, man, it's your boy Dan B, a.k.a. Mr. Major Move, 601 in the Foolish, man. You know, war sound with GL Records, but you know it's Big Cat around here now. Oh, man.
Hey, player, hey. If you ain't no brother, you know what I'm saying? We got DJ Club Bang on this motherfucker, Savage Life, ENT, Trill ENT DJ, my nigga. Like, if you ain't been listening, this dude been dropping exclusive information on everything, man. So, you know what I'm saying? What you got to say to my dude, man? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him.
Already, man. Shout out to him for one, man. You know, shout out to, speaking of Savage Life, man. They were just in my hometown, Meridian, Mississippi. It's July 4th, it went down. You know,
yeah,
I hit the stage.
We was in that bitch.
yeah, man.
Crazy up in that bank.
yeah, he was crazy, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to my boy Joe the Savage, man. You know, produced a few tracks for my boy, man. Joe the Savage, you know. Super Unit, my boy Derek Johnson, man. Shout out to the whole Trill ENT.
That's
y'all
what
really
it is, man.
Already salute, man, you know, man. I salute all the artists out there grinding right now, man. You know, but they gotta watch these snakes, man. Them snakes out there, man.
That's it.
Be careful who you signing with, man, because, hey, I'm telling you, they'll rob you blind.
Man, that's why we stay Trill around here, you know what I'm saying? It's Trill ENT in the motherfucking building, man. We got, 612-245 in the motherfucking building. What's good? 612-245.
What up, though? Still your boy Pyro. I'm still here.
It's your boy Fat Boy Pyro, man. You already know who we got in the building, man. I'm saying, what you got to say?
Hey, man, shit, dude. Like he said, he Trill ENT with it. I got that number. I'm definitely going to be hitting you, putting on for months. You know what it is.
Man, hit me up, bro. You feel me? I'm here to help Minnesota, man. We got a lot of talent out here. I want to get on, bro. And I'm just here to, you know, I'm just showing blessing proof, man, that I came right where you at and right here in Baton Rouge, bro. Traveling the world with Webby, man. Crap.
That's what time it is. I want to do a little promo myself. Hey, July 21st. I got a video shoot for everybody in the Minneapolis, St. Paul, Twin Cities area at Glenwood Beach. That's on Glenwood Avenue. And come out and support me. It's that web video. It got the city going crazy right now. Every time I perform it, hey, I shut shit down with it. So come on out and support me, and let's get it popping. OBF to death, you know what it is.
Man, OBF in the building, man. Shout out to the fattest nigga out here, Pyro.
Duh,
Mr. Clean.
Stupid.
You know what I'm saying? a nigga clean with it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we got about.
I'm Minnesota's favorite fat rapper, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
yeah, favorite fat rapper.
You already know.
Yeah, that's your girl's favorite fat rapper. Just so y'all don't know, you better know.
Man, you passing the L Club banger.
That's my little brother right there. But, hey, we got about a little bit less than, 15 minutes on this line, so let's get some more callers in.
Right. Hey, yo, banger, I couldn't find that motherfucking track, man, but you know what I'm saying? Send that to me. We're going to most definitely get in rotation ASAP, man. You know how we do.
Yes, man. We'll make it happen.
It's on our channel, Real Talk. We got it, but, you know, we'll load it next time. My bad.
Oh, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
I was waiting for that
y'all
track.
Y'all play cake, man. You heard me?
Right.
Y'all play cake, man. And shit, hey, that song was a tour song for all them bad girls that got booty. You heard me, Carol? I'll see you. We come to your city, man. We coming to Minneapolis soon. I don't know when, but when we come there, man, my brother going to perform that bitch. We going to have them girls shaking that ass like a motherfucker.
It's going to be on and popping. We already know when Savage Union. And Savage Life and Super Unit. I just combined the shit. My bad. You know, whenever Webby come up here, it's on. So, hey, let's get to this next caller.
Man, we got motherfucking 612-735 in the building. What's good with you? 612-735. Or is you motherfucking asleep?
Hey, you know, it's been a while, but you there.
I think that motherfucker asleep, man. Damn, man. See, everybody smoking that weed. Niggas falling asleep and shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can't hide this shit.
Look, y'all can talk to me, man. Just because I mean the little celebrity. Man, we all say we ain't no star. We just out here. We just say we risk a little nigga trying to make a little something, a little change. That's
right.
All. You feel? We ain't
man,
no
if you
star,
niggas ain't.
Trying to make shit happen.
If you niggas ain't know, man, we got motherfucking Club Bank, DJ Club Bank in the fucking building, man. Trill ENT, Savage Life, you know what I'm saying? This
Super
is motherfucking
Unit.
Webby's man, right? Super Unit, this is Webby's man. So if you motherfuckers want a chance to say something, now is that motherfucking chance. Press that one, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can go in, man. We got 651-239 in the building. I seen you just press that shit. What up?
What's up, man? I want request my song "Put My Life on a Pedestal" by Young Jay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Young
Jay. Life on a
from Ghost.
What's up,
Ghost
Miss
K? By the EMT. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, shit, I'm good. I've been waiting for you to call in for like 2 weeks now.
No, I just got to the crib. I had to get the number and shit.
I told you to lock it in. That's what happened. See, now he was giving out numbers, and if you were slipping, you know, you missing. So, you
man,
know.
This nigga done gave out the motherfucking information. Like, man, information crazy, nope. Man.
Look, hold up, bro. Look, man, hey, I'm going to say it one more time. You feel me?
One more time, man.
40. I hope this is, I know it's a live thing. Y'all can go back. I take blogs, I'll let y'all go back and listen to the show, like, again. So I'm going to say this shit one more time, bro. To hit my line up, and I'm talking about any time. I'm talking about any motherfucking time. My phone blaring up now. People blowing my phone up now, texting me crazy. I'm telling you, 225-572-9467. Hit my CEO number. It's 225-288-5080. Text your person, last name, city and state to that number. But call me, man. I ain't that type of person. I ain't that hard. Just call my motherfucking ass and say, "What's that club, man? I heard the radio shit, man." You feel me?
Hey, Young Jay. Young Jay, you still on the line?
No, I'm saying Young Jay is not listening in. I don't know where Young Jay just went, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, that nigga put the information out there for y'all to get it. So, man, y'all going to have to most definitely go out and get it.
Okay, you got, all right, you got any more callers?
Shit, we got motherfucking, let me see who we going to go. We got 612-735. I don't know if I called that number or not. They're at the top of the list, though. 612-735, you there?
Soda, what's up? What's cracking, man? It's Stay Focused ENT.
Hey,
Stay Focused in the motherfucking building. What's good with you, man?
Man, you know what I do, man. I want to hear my guys, man, 5310.
What song is that?
Live from the studio. If not that, then Ben.
Is that been sent to the website, bro?
I don't know. I ain't even asked Ron G and them, but I'll check.
Ron G and Ed Dave and Yaya and them, they haven't submitted anything to Channel Real Talk.
I'm finna cuss their ass the fuck out.
I put it on their website, on their Facebook every day. I know you see me out there. So
I see you out there. Man,
out
y'all
there.
Need to hear that live from the motherfucking studio.
Hey, but Pete, though, bro. Hey, Pete. If you
What's
ain't
up,
know,
bro?
What I'm saying. You ain't got to be pissed off, because guess who you on the phone with? You on the phone with motherfucking
DJ Club
Banger. My nigga,
Soda Motherfucking Black.
No, nigga, not that. You on the phone with DJ Club Banger, nigga, from Trill.
This is DJ Club.
Man, DJ Club Banger from fucking Savage Life, man. Trill ENT, man.
I know exactly who you is, fool. What's cracking with it, man? What's the business?
Man, bless and just happy trying to make things happen outside. I get reception out of this business. AT&T ain't fucking with me, bro.
Man, AT&T don't fuck with nobody. Hey, but y'all need to get on my agenda, man. Listen, I'm a qualified chef, man. Y'all niggas need to fuck with me on that.
Qualified chef.
Damn,
yeah.
Yo, go to superunit.com. Fill out that.
Superunit.
Hey, man, hit my line up, man. 225-572-9467, man. Matter of fact, can't
right.
Hear my shit, man. You hear my lineup, bro. We'll discuss it because we need that shit.
Hey, everybody knows Banger
got to eat.
Banger
got to
eat.
Hey, that's everybody. You figure, deal me shit. Everybody got to eat. You feel me?
Oh,
man.
Hey, you know, I just called in to talk to my peoples, man. You know, I fuck with all of y'all. You know what I'm saying? From the north to the south to St. Paul, whatever. You know what I'm saying? To Stay Focused ENT.
And Stay Focused, ENT. Why don't you tell us about where 5310's about to do their drop?
Man, it's July 11th at Bootleggers. You know what I'm saying? CD release party. You know, it's my guy King Reckless' birthday that same day, so we doing 2-in-1. You know what I'm saying? The hottest, a couple of the hot songs that's on there that I know about is Bands Live from the Studio. I'm riding around in my Tahoe. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I need to just check 53 out. You know, them is my brothers, man, from since we was yay big. Check them out. See what they're about.
Hey, we got to give a shout out to 5310. That's Jizzle Montana, Yaya, Joe, Ed, Dave, Yamaha. Who else is on there? Joe Amos and Pretty Grind.
Pretty Grind, you know what I'm saying? We all together, you know what I'm saying? Stay Focused, ENT, Jizzy Boys, you know what I'm saying? We just trying to make it a movement. C-Boss, the movement, you know what I'm saying? We just all trying to do it.
That's what's up, and y'all definitely doing your thing. We'll see you at Bootleggers on July 11th.
July 11th at 10 o'clock, Bootleggers, BKA the Sky Lounge, 21 plus.
All right, y'all heard it right here on Channel Real Talk. Hey, we got any more callers?
Shit, man, we got all type of motherfuckers that's calling for this nigga Club Banger Boy. Man, we got motherfucking, damn, fuck that phone up. We got 612-876, you know what I'm saying? What's good with you in the building, 612-876?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Where you calling from? What's your name?
I'm calling from Hopkins. I'm calling for Ms. K. This is Ms. Lady Delight. How you doing?
Hey, what's up? This is Ms. Lady Delight from Hard to Top Promotions over there. What's up, Mama?
I'm showing you some love, girl. You're doing your thing. That's what's up. I'm listening in, and I like the topics of discussion that you guys got going on tonight.
Now, I talked to you about this a little bit earlier, and I know your style of you know, artists that you work with, you know, you work with Longo Records, and, you know, you work with some people out in L.A., and, you know, you have a stance.
Don't forget about Rhymesayers.
Rhymesayers, of course. Sorry, can't forget about y'all. My bad. What do you think about this, though? Like, what do you think about you know, the industry as a whole and rap, you know, the violence and the drugs and, you know, the lyrics as it affects urban life?
You know, what I can say about that is, you know, everybody has their style and how they work and how they do things. And like I was telling you earlier, you know, I don't know if people are necessarily looking towards a certain demographic, but what people got to understand is that there are going to be some, you know, the younger generation that are going to be listening to it. So they're going to kind of feed into it. I don't want to necessarily say that it's, you know, the music per se making people go out and do the things that they're doing, but majority of these younger kids are listening to it and they're like, oh, it's cool. They're doing it. They're talking about it. Let's go out and do it. And then they're getting themselves killed, hurt, beat up, whatever it may be. And so my opinion is, I think that more positive or even just, you know, just more chill, more kick it. Say people want to talk about, you know, their daily lives or what they do, it's all good. But, you know, they also got to understand who all is listening to it. I mean, it's not just going to be grown folks. It's not going to just be little kids. It's going to be everybody. Everybody's going to hear it.
Right.
So people need to kind of understand in a way that it could go in the wrong direction. They might not necessarily be writing that song like, yo, I'm going to write this because these kids are about to go out and do this. No, that's not why they're writing it. They're writing it because that's what they're feeling. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't want to say that people do it and they're not thinking about the younger generation. I don't want to say that, but, you know, they got to kind of understand that people are going to get a hold of it and then people, you know, kids are going to react to it the way that they react to it, and that's just the way it is. It's the way society is, you know. It's kind of fucked up, but, hey, it's how it is.
Hey, that's just the way society is, you know. If you ain't heard it from anybody, from her mouth to y'all ears over here on Channel Real Talk, that was Ms. Lady Delight, and you can hit her up at Patience, Ms. Lady Delight, but she ain't got no patience. That's why we call her Patience. So she's a hard
you
to
know?
Top with Lady Erin and Miss Queen.
Yes, shout out to Lady Erin, Hard to Top Entertainment. I also have a like page, Ms. Lady Delight, or you can hit me up on Twitter at Ms. Lady Delight. But Soda, I want to give you a shout out too. I like what you're doing. I want to see you too. So. You know,
yeah, we most definitely appreciate you. But before you leave, though, man, we got a special guest on the line. We got my nigga DJ Club Banger, man. Don't forget about him, man.
I heard that too. That's what's up. He's doing his thing. I hear what he's saying about what's going on and everything and whatnot as far as what Kara was talking about. So that's what's up. And, you know, I have respect for you too. I see everybody. I check everybody out. So I see what everybody's
see
doing.
You too,
so. DJ Club Banger, yeah, shout out.
I see you, boss.
Hey, I'm bossing it up.
We got a bit.
I like women that boss up, man.
We got about 6 minutes on this line, so what you want to do? You want to play these two requests, and close it out, or you want to take another couple calls? What you want to do? It's up to you, Mr. Black.
It's up to me. Oh, shit. Hey, Banga, she putting this shit in my hands. So
hey, I'm putting it in your lap. I did my job. Hey, wait. I got
wait.
Yeah, I got a couple of things right quick. The Twin Cities, we got some upcoming shows in the Twin Cities here. We got Tank Live July 12th at the Poor House, which is formerly Cream Nightclub. It's a 21-plus event downtown Minneapolis, brought to you by So Classy and Next Level ENT. We also have Little Flip on July 27th at Shakopee Ballroom. That's an 18-plus show brought to you by Go Getters and Good Business ENT. And that's going to be featuring my homegirl, Cheyenne and Maserati Baby, and TKF Entertainment, along with Dirty Stones Entertainment, Jonesy and Dirty Boy from Jada Rezane, and 55411 and the Association. And just so y'all know, Cheyenne will be live on Channel Real Talk next Monday, the 16th. So that's Cheyenne and Maserati Baby Safari from TKF Entertainment live on the 16th.
That's what it is.
Is that enough information for y'all?
Man, if that ain't enough, then shit, I don't know what to tell them.
Hey, it is what it is. So I personally want to hear a couple of things, but why don't we take one more call? Can we do that?
Shit, let me see.
Do we got one more call?
Everybody don't want to press one. They acting shy right now.
No, nobody pressing one out there.
They acting shy right now.
Nobody pressing one. Yeah, I was looking for TKF on the line to get that Cheyenne and Maserati Baby game over, but I guess there ain't nobody out there listening tonight. So, hey, why don't we go ahead and play that Young Jay and Ninos. We got those two to bring us out.
You said Young Jay?
Young Jay from Ghost Rider. That should be queued up.
Okay. I'm going to look that up in just a second, man. But you know what I'm saying? Banger, man. You know, you've been on the road, man. You've been doing your thing, man. What's the most, you know, I mean, like, not the most, but, like, you know, what's the best, you know what I'm saying, spot you went to, you know, where you was like, you know, damn, this is, you know, damn near unbelievable, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm going to tell you, I think it was Alabama, bro. I think I was in Alabama, and the state, which is crazy, because the DJ booth, it wasn't, you know what I mean? You know how women be having like 50 niggas behind him? You heard?
Right.
Well, the booth was actually up high, so you can actually see from up high and everything. So that was probably the best spot I've been. I don't know what club that was, but shout out to that club out there in Alabama. We'll be coming back again. Y'all niggas crazy. Y'all niggas crazy.
He said, I don't know what's bad, huh?
Man, I'm telling you, man, it'd be so crazy because I feel like everybody want to get that shout out, which is cool. But I mean, it's, you know, it'd be so many people that I want to get on stage with Webby, you know what I mean? Because he's an open guy. He lets, you know, people come along with him. Oh, man, it gets too out of control. But
we in here.
We gonna make it right. We gonna get it right. Damn. So I would just shout out y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for holding me down, man. The 30 minutes, man. And like, it's an honor. You know what I'm saying? From my hand to get an interview with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a radio host, my damn self. So
okay.
Y'all doing y'all thug business, put me on here. That's all I got to say. Y'all crazy.
Hey, yo, we appreciate everything you do in the community, everything you do for the hip-hop community and the DJs, you know, paving ways out there with Super Unit, Savage Life, and Trill ENT. So, you know, mad props to you. Y'all can catch him on robgradio.com.
Oh, yeah, I want to say one more thing before we leave.
Of course.
Artists and singers, talents, and all that. Like I was giving out, superunit.com, SUPAUNIT.com, 225-288-5080. My number, 925-574-572, 9467. These numbers are effective and real numbers. I can hit us up.
anytime. Well, don't hit that number anytime. 9 times out of 10, you might not get them. But 9 times out of 10, you'll get me. You know what I'm saying? So my phone, it does ring a lot, but, I mean, I take a lot of calls. But if you can't get a hold of the CEO, because he takes a lot of calls daily, just, you know what I'm saying, hit my line up or hit me on the Facebook or the Twitter or superunit.com. But make sure y'all make a page. Y'all too, Carol. Soda Black, I want y'all to make a page too, man, so y'all be a part of the whole movement. It's not just for me. It's for everybody. It's for everybody.
Right.
We're sharing the super unit with everybody. That's what we want.
That's what the big shout-out to Webby, too. Keep doing your thing. And to DJ Complejo, the Bendejo that wrote the rap preview on rapreview.com. You know, you obviously spoke too soon, and that was a little ignorant and young on your part. So we support Webby, and you go to Webby on Twitter at official Webby.
I most definitely want to say, man, I appreciate you, homie, for taking time out your schedule, man, you know what I'm saying, and blessing us, you know, with, you know, all the knowledge and all the, you know, information that we need to, like, you know what I'm saying, better ourselves. And, you know what I'm saying, it's just been a blessing, bro, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, shout out to you, man, shout out to you, to your whole account, man, shout out to my co-host, shout out to all the listeners, shout out to Next to Blow Radio, you know what I'm saying, shout out to any motherfucker who I didn't shout out, goddammit, shit, you know what I'm saying, it's what it is.
The whole world, baby, we here.
Right, it's the we world. Here. Hey, all right, for sure, bro. Be easy.
All right, I'm gone. Y'all be blessed.
You too.
Yeah.
All right, bet.
This is empty.